And welcome to Hella Radio. It is the special Halloween edition tonight, and it is a stormy, blistery night outside as we are preparing for Hurricane Sandy to come soon. School's closed tomorrow, so I'm sure everyone's stoked on that. I certainly am. I've never had a hurricane day before coming from California. It is 8 minutes after midnight. It's officially Monday. Funny story. Me and the campus police are getting really close because the keys are always every which way when I get here. So I really appreciate their rescuing me several times. And now I'm going to get started with my first of several creepy murder ballads that I've assembled over the last week for tonight. They're all about like either death or like murder or something like that. There's actually a surprising amount of songs about that out there. So I actually had a great time. And this is Blitz and Trapper with Black River Killer is going to be the first one. Here we go.
It was just a little while past the Sunset Strip. I found the girl's body in an open pit. Her mouth was sewn shut, but her eyes were still wide, gazing through the fog to the other side. They booked me on a whim and threw me deep in jail with no bail, sitting silent on a rusted pail, just gazing at the marks on the opposite wall, remembering the music of my lover's call. So you make no mistake, I know just what it takes to pull a man's soul back from heaven's gates. I've been wandering in the dark about it long and thin, but they say it's never too late to start again. Oh wind, with the spirit come a calling from my soul to send. Oh wind, with the keys to the kingdom be mine. $5 and a secondhand suit, a pistol and a hat and a worn-out blue. So I took the bus down to the Rio Grande and I shot a man down on the edge of town. Then I stole me a horse and I rode it around till the sheriff pulled me in and he set me down. He said, you make no mistake, I know just what it takes to pull a man's soul back from heaven's gates. I've been wandering in the dark about as long as sin, but they say it's never too late to start.
I'd hate it. stands at his cabin.
is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. What's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
That's probably one of the more creepy songs out there. I mean, I'm playing it here in the yurt, and it's like 12:30, and it's like all loud and like these sounds. It's pretty creepy. Anyway, that was "What's He Building in There" by Tom Waits. Before that was The Decemberists with "Culling of the Fold." It was actually really hard to pick which Decemberists song to play because there's so many great songs by them about murder. I think it's probably like the Celtic influences, but that's really great. And then "Down in the Willow Garden" by The Chieftains and Bon Iver. I'll probably play some more Decemberists for you later, actually. But now I'm going to do some "The Tallest Man on Earth," who's one of my favorite singers, but unfortunately is from somewhere in Scandinavia, I believe, so I don't really play him on my regular show, but now I'm going to. So this is The Gardener.
Judgment's known to fade. Once Philistine. say. I know the runner's going to tell you there ain't no cowboy in my hair. So now he's buried by the daisies, so I could stay the tallest man in your eyes, babe. I sense a spy up in the chimney. From all the evidence I'll burn, I guess he'll read it in the smoke now. And soon to ashes I'll return. I know the spy is going to tell you there's not my flag up in the bowl. So now he's buried by the lily. My phone now. From all the lies that I have told, I know he has your private number. And soon he'll make that vicious call. I know the leak is going to tell you there ain't no puppy in your league. Your eyes, baby.
not sure if there's a point to the story, but I'm going to tell it again. So many other people try to tell the tale, not one of them knows the end. Junk house in South Carolina held a boy the age of 10, along with his older brother Billy and their mother and her boyfriend, who was a triple loser with some blue tattoos that were given to him when he was young, and a drunk temper that was easy to lose, but thank God he didn't own a gun. Woke up in the back of his truck, took a minute to open his eyes. He took a peep into the back of the house and found himself a big surprise. He didn't see his brother, but there was his mother with a red-headed head in her hands, while the boyfriend had his gloves wrapped around an old priest trying to choke the man. To the truck, threw up and had to struggle to stand. He saw that redneck bastard with a hammer turn the priest into a shell of a man. The priest was putting up the fight of his life, but he was old and he was bound to lose. The boyfriend hit as hard as he could and knocked the priest right down to his shoes. But never actually met the preacher lying there in the room. He heard himself say, that must be my daddy. Then he knew what he was gonna do. Benny got up enough courage to get up and grab the first blunt thing he could find. It was a cold glass bottle of milk that got delivered every morning at nine. Thank you.
They're sharpening their cleavers and their knives, and taking all their whiskey by the pint. 'Cause everybody knows, if you don't mind your mother's words, a wicked wind will blow brands from your curls. Everybody move, everybody shake. Shame kill butchers wanna catch you away. Something went horribly askew. Now killing is their only source of joy. 'Cause everybody knows, if you don't mind your mother's words, a wicked wind will blow ribbons from your fingers with their knives, and wiping off their cleavers on their thighs. 'Cause everybody knows, if you don't mind your mother's words, a wicked wind will blow ribbons from your. Shane kill butchers wanna catch you.
Well, she drug me down, tossed me round, slammed my name all over town. My good gal ain't no good to me. She makes true love more like misery. Now I'm walking hunch, I get drunk a bunch. So would you suck her up and take a punch? My good gal ain't no good to me. And to think I've acted reasonably. Ah, but I miss her. and all that I wish from her is the time of day. Don't go out of your way, just leave me with a stack of them bills to pay. My good girl ain't no good to me, and she don't have the courtesy to shut the door when she been playing hard. I wanna see his rags piled on the floor. My good girl ain't no good to me, and I only wish that she could see that I miss her. But I miss her. All I have is a picture of her. It was taken years ago. I was a kid, you know, just leaning up against that Eldorado. My good girl ain't no good to me, and the final word belongs to me. Because I drove her out of town and I shot her down, and I left her there in the cold, cold ground. My good gal ain't no good to me, not even in her memory.
That was My Good Gal by Old Crow Medicine Show. Before that was Shankill Butchers, which is originally a Decemberist song by Sarah Jaross. I don't know how to pronounce it. Carolina Drama by none other than the Raconteurs. Reagan Skeleton by Yesair, who aren't my... I'm actually wearing a Yesair sweatshirt and a Yesair t-shirt right now. And I'm pretty sure there's a limited edition Yesair vinyl in my bag. So if that tells you anything about how awesome they are, I really hope it does, because they're really awesome. They're playing in Northampton on the 6th. I could not be more excited for that. But that is getting off topic. The topic is Halloween, which Hampshire Halloween was last Friday. And how awesome was that? That was probably, I'm not going to lie, the best Halloween that I've had to date. It was awesome. I was not expecting it to be as phenomenal as it was, and I had a lot of fun. And this next song is going to be... Oh, yeah, and it's good that I had a lot of fun, because we're all going to die tomorrow in Hurricane Sandy. Like, seriously, like, what's a hurricane? I don't know, but I don't want to find out. I'm glad there's no classes, but I don't have class on Monday anyway, if you can guess, because I have a radio show till 1 o'clock in the morning. But, like, I don't... Massachusetts weather. I mean, I could go on for probably like an hour on Massachusetts weather, but I'm not going to, because nobody wants to hear about how weather should look like, what it's going to be when you look out the window, which is my idea of how weather should be, but it's not here. Anyway, since we're all going to die tomorrow in Hurricane Sandy, I have prepared some more great morbid songs for you, and you will probably recognize this next one because it's by a very famous band. Very famous. Okay, here we go.
Sisters are walking alone by the pale muddy waters of Onion Town. When one of them pushed the younger in into the cold green waters, pushed her sister and watched her drown in the cold muddy froth of a river. Lucia's son was deaf and lame. can that be? He said. Bones don't cry, he said. Besides, you're deaf. But he thought there must be something to these bones, so he made a fiddle out of her breastbone. Made some pegs out of her finger bone. Made a bow out of her leg bone. And from her yellow hair he strung the strings that would have her story sung. Well, sometime later, one old woman was walking alone by the pale muddy waters. She heard the strains of a sweet fiddle cry. Cruel sister, why have you drowned me? Well, upon a rock the deaf boy played. Oh, the bows of onion. And into the water the cruel sister ran, but she sank just like any old stone.
I had entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year, and the bells rang for our wedding. Only now do I remember it clear. All right, all right, all right. No more a rake and no more a bachelor. I was wedded and it whetted my thirst until her womb starts spilling.
Old Mary, full of grease, your heart stops within you.
Scary are the fruits of your tomb, and harsh are the terms of your sins. Old Mary, sister of mine, mother to the world, carry this burden now until the moment of your last breath. Now until the moment of your last breath. Old Mary, full of grief, your heart stops within you. Scary are the fruits of your tomb, and harsh are the terms of your sins. Old Mary, sister of mine, mother to the world, carry this burden now until the moment of your last breath.
Now to the moment of your last breath. Now to the moment of your last breath. Now to the moment of your last breath. Now to the moment of your last breath.
Song after this, and that's going to be it for the Halloween edition of Hella Radio. I really hope you guys liked all the crazy songs about death and murder tonight. That was Old Mary by the Dead Weather. Before that was The Rake Song by the Decemberists. Two Sisters by Andrew Bird, and Run for Your Life by the Beatles. This last song that I'm going to leave you with is a pretty popular song. And it's also pretty upbeat, just so, you know, I won't leave you with the really, really creepy stuff to go out into the night, but the actual lyrics are also creepy. So, with that, here is Girl by Beck, and happy Halloween to everyone, and make sure to tune in next week for Hella Radio. We're back to West Coast tunes next week. Midnight Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific, at the Yurt at Hampshire. I actually have a couple of songs from a friend of mine, Blake Severn, who is an amazing guitarist and singer, and I was going to play his stuff on my next radio show, but since I have a special edition tonight, I didn't, but I will play them next time and look forward to that because he's really great, and look him up on SoundCloud in the meantime. Because he should really go far, because he's great. And this is I'm Over and Out Now.
Diamond ring stuck on. Sunnydale. A clean slate, Puffy. That's what you get here. Even if it says...
I know my...